The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the internet's only 24-hour a day, 7-day a week information station with news that you can use. And in this half hour, we're going to be bringing you a brand new company. They're called Noble Mineral Exploration. The ticker symbol on the TSX is NOB, and on the OTC, it's NLPXF. Noble Mineral Exploration is a junior Canadian natural resource company listed on the TSX Adventure, the Frankfurt, and the OTC Pink Sheets. The company holds in excess of 79,177 hectares of mineral rights in the Timmins area of Northern Ontario, upon which it plans to develop and implement an exploration program. The company also holds a portfolio of securities in its joint venture partners, plus a gold streaming and royalty interest in Wawa Holdsworth property. My very special guest is the President, Chief Executive Officer, and Director, Mr. Vance White, who has served as President of the company since 2003. He served as Director since 2003, and he has also been a Director and or Officer of several other reporting issuers, including Afrior Limited and Dickinson Mines Limited. Vance, welcome to the program.
Evan, thank you very much. Very pleased to be here.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me. And Vance, let's just get right into it. Why is your company lifting so well in Canada? That's what I'd like to know. That's what the listeners want to know.
Well, I think when we first acquired this project, it was from Abitibi Bowater back in 2011, and they were just coming out of bankruptcy. We had Franco-Nevada assist with respect to financing. We recognized it to be a very large privately held block of lands that were in an area with significant infrastructure, including road, rail, power, high transmission power lines, service contractors located in Timmins. And Timmins is well known as a world-recognized gold production area or mining camp. And the Texas Gulf Kidd Creek Mine, which sits immediately south of our property area, has produced in the order of about 160 million tons of very good grade base metals. In fact, the production value in today's dollars coming out of the Kidd Mine would be in the order of about $53 billion. And it's been in production now for about 50 years, or 52 years, in fact. But what brought us to this project area were those features, but at the same time, it was largely underexplored, and consequently felt that where you've got these major VMS or base metal mega deposits, they normally are associated with satellite deposits that could be anywhere in the order of 30 to 50 million tons. And consequently, a 30 to 50 million ton economic grade base metal mine would have certainly significant in situ value and the potential for downstream production.
Folks, the website you want to go to is noblemineralexploration.com. That's noblemineralexploration.com. On the web, the TSX ticker symbol is NOB, November Oscar Bravo. On the OTC, it's November Lima Papa X-Ray Foxtrot. That's NLPXF. Vance, tell me about your shareholder base, and I see that they are very involved in your company.
Yes, we've had the tremendous support of our investment banker, IBK, and their client base, but also and more recently, the group from the Bergdex group have come in to provide us with financial support as well. You've got to remember that over the past number of years, the junior resource financial capital markets have been very, very soft. And that goes with the downturn in commodity prices, or largely due to commodity prices. And consequently, it's only been the last little bit we're starting to see some activity pick back up in that field. And what you've seen recently are two mega mergers in the case of Barrick Gold merging with Randgold, and in the case of Newmont and Goldcorp getting together. And these are features of what takes place in a downturn in the commodity cycle when you've got these big producers. The first budget that gets cut is the exploration budget. And consequently, when the cycle does turn around, which it does, then these major companies and mid-tier companies are going to have to come out and start to look to the junior resource sector, which will start to heat up. And what it is a trickle-down type of analysis. So with the upturn in commodity prices, we're starting to see activity coming back into that resource sector. What we did over the course of the last year, year and a half almost, while the markets were soft, was take all of the data that we had been able to accumulate, not only from our own exploration activities, but the use of modern helicopter-borne geophysical surveys, gravity surveys, the past and current drilling programs. We took all of that data and have put it into a compilation of wherein Oryx Geoscience, a group that are very well recognized for managing large data sets, have been able to put it into a compilation where we've got multiple drill-ready targets. And as you mentioned, this is a very, very large block of ground. As I said, about 79,000 hectares or about 195,000 acres. And what with the multiple targets or drill targets, we've elected to take on the business model of being a project generator. And that by that means we can bring in other junior explorers, take very large positions, equity positions, shares and warrants. They would carry out and de-risk the early stage drilling exploration on these targets that we've developed. And consequently, should any one of these option or joint venture partners have success in the field, it's going to have an impact on all of the other partners that are in the field, as well as having an impact on Noble. Currently, Noble's got a market cap of about $12 million or $12.5 million, and I would think that with any kind of major success, it would have a multiple impact on the market cap of Noble.
Vance, your company is one of Canada's largest underexplored and privately held land packages. It has, and approximately it's 30 kilometers north of the Timmins Major Mining District with first-class infrastructure in place, correct?
That is right. Yes, you got road, rail, hydro, hydro lines. You've got service contractors in Timmins. You're in a mining-friendly district. We've been able to put together memorandums of understanding with all First Nations in the area, and consequently, you're dealing with a mining-friendly jurisdiction.
Is it an excellent project generator candidate?
I believe it is. I mean, our intention is to try and pull together anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 joint venture partners. We've got two signed up right now. We're negotiating with another two that have entered into non-disclosure agreements such that they can review certain of our data. And as a result, we feel that with 8 to 10 to 12 option and joint venture partners pulled together, we could have something in the order of perhaps $10 to $20 million in exploration monies spent on the drilling of these targets, and with any kind of success, it would have an immediate impact on the other partners as well as Noble.
Vance, tell me about your very sophisticated management team that you have. I was perusing through your website, and you know, it just seems like you have the best of the best in place.
All of the guys that are involved in the project and the gals that were responsible for putting together the Oryx compilation have all had significant mineral exploration experience, whether it be in the exploration end of the business or the airborne geophysical end of the business or in the production end of the business. I mean, my background is from the Dickinson Mines and from Afrior, where in each of those two companies, they were taken over by, in the case of Dickinson, it was taken over and became Goldcorp. In the case of Afrior, it was taken over by Lonmin, as a result of a successful exploration endeavor in South Africa in the Bushveld Platinum Complex. So what we'd like to do is put these projects together. We look for large projects, put good people together, bring in good partners, and de-risk the early stage drilling.
Folks, my very special guest is Mr. Vance White. He is the President, Chief Executive Officer, and Director of Noble Mineral Exploration. The ticker symbol on the TSX is NOB. On the OTC, it's NLPXF. The website you want to go to, noblemineralexploration.com. That's noblemineralexploration.com. We're going to take a very short pause, and when we come back, the conversation will continue with Vance White and Noble Mineral Exploration. We'll be right back.
Access Title say yes, no matter the reason.
Unexpected medical bill, or if you just need a little extra cash, we are here to help. Fill out a quick application, snap a few photos with your phone, and a nationwide network of agents will take care of the rest.
Fast, simple, easy.
Visit us online at accesstitleloans.com. Access Title. Unlock the cash in your car today.
It's simple, just like that.
With multiple funding options like directly into your account same day or pick up at any of our thousands of locations nationwide, we get you in and out with cash and you keep your car.
Access Title is not a lender. Restrictions and limitations apply. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. Please use short-term loans responsibly.
So call, click, or visit.
Access Title. Unlock the cash in your car.
Did you know, back in 1970, we imported 24% of our oil, and by 1990, it was 42%. Today, it's almost 70% and climbing every minute. Over $700 billion are leaving this country to foreign nations every year. That's four times the cost of the Iraqi war, and it's killing our economy. It'll be the largest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind. We don't need any more talk. We need action. And we need a plan. And it's got to be the top priority of the next president and the next Congress. I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man my whole life, but this is one emergency we can't drill our way out of. And I have a plan. In the coming weeks, I'm going to share the details of that plan to use American technology and alternative energy to slash our dependency and break foreign oil's stranglehold on us. It's our crisis, and we can solve it.
We strive to help our clients be proactive and make the best financial decisions. Your life involves hundreds of choices. Some are small, but consequential decisions made wrong can have a devastating impact on you and your family's future, regardless of your financial status. As your financial advisor, we help you navigate decisions with investments, tax planning, retirement, education, Social Security, estate planning, insurance, big purchases, and so forth. We are your advocate. We are certified financial planners, and we will work with you to help you feel confident about your financial life and your future. Give us a call. There is no charge for an initial consultation. We look forward to working with you.
Okay, give me 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups, 5 sets of stairs, and 5 laps.
Hey, Coach, what's with all the fives?
I love the number 5 because I get 5% cash back with my Chase Freedom credit card.
Chase Freedom card members can earn 5% cash back on up to $1,500 spent in new bonus categories each quarter.
I sure love those 5% categories even more than I love working you like dogs.
But, Coach, Chase Freedom also gives you 1% cash back on everything else you buy.
Unlike some other cashback cards, Chase Freedom automatically gives you a full 1% cash back on all other purchases without limits.
What's your point, rookie?
Well, if you get 1% cash back too, how about we just do one of everything?
How about I let you warm the bench this Sunday?
Five it is.
Earn your cash back with Chase Freedom, proud sponsor of the New York Jets. Don't get shortchanged. Get your cash back. Visit chase.com/freedom. Chase Freedom credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Activate to get your 5% cash back each quarter. Copyright 2011, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. You're listening to the Internet's only financial talk station with news that you can use. This is WMTS, World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to WMTS, World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. We continue the conversation right now with Mr. Vance White. He is the President, Chief Executive Officer, and Director of Noble Mineral Exploration, the website NobleMineralExploration.com. And Vance, if you would be so kind, give our listeners an overview of your mining area, if you would.
Well, it totals approximately 79,000 hectares, which would be the equivalent of about 195,000 acres. It's all one very large contiguous package of land on which we've been able to establish multiple targets that we're in the process of following up on our business model, as I mentioned earlier, whereby we're bringing in option and joint venture partners to carry out and de-risk the early stage drilling activities.
Noble is also an investment holding company, correct?
Well, that's the way we structured our business model. We go out and we find partners that meet certain objectives of ours, that being decent management teams with a good track record of carrying out and executing detailed exploration activities in the past, to have access to capital through the capital markets. And in doing so, we are not looking for a large cash payment up front. We're looking for a large equity payment, a large payment of shares and warrants, with a commitment to spend $1 million in order to earn a 51% interest in specific targets within one of our 14-15 townships. They would then have the right to carry on a second option to earn further 24% by paying an additional share and warrant position and carrying out a further $1 million expiration. For example, the Spruce Ridge deal that we put together will wind up with something in the order of 8 million shares and 10 million warrants of Spruce, and they will carry forward with a $2 million expenditure in order to earn a 75% interest in specific targets within the Crawford Township. And they just finished, in fact, carrying out the preliminary stage of a drill program on a very, very large magnetic target that has been identified, and the results have just come back. It's running about 3.4 nickel, together with about 130-140 ppm cobalt, along with precious group metals. Now, it's a very large target, as I indicated. It's probably something in the order of 2.5 to 3 kilometers in strike length, and it could, in fact, if it fully proves out, be something in the order of a billion plus tons or better of a nickel, cobalt, platinum group of metals. The drilling that was taking place back in December, January, did bottom out in mineralization. It sits just off of the two-lane paved highway that runs up through the middle of the Project 81 area that we refer to the entire project area as Project 81. It runs, the highway runs right up through the middle of it, and this deposit looks to be just a few hundred meters off of that highway. The other thing that's really important to remember here is that the Kidd Mine has produced in the order of about 160 million tons. It's slated for closure in 2022. Currently, the production capacity at the Kidd Mill facility is in the order of about 12,000 tons. They're only utilizing between 3,000 and 5,000 tons, which means that there's a 7,000-ton capacity that could be put through there for a test mill or a bulk sample. But at the same time, you're dealing with infrastructure that's already in place. That Kidd complex, in order to replace it today, would be in the order of $1 billion, $1.5 billion. And consequently, if the nickel deposit determined, and the mineralogy tests that are ongoing right now to determine what kind of recoveries they can get from the sulfides, that facility at the Kidd Mill would be available on a negotiated basis to be determined. For the testing and the recoveries of nickel cobalt from the deposit that's been identified by Spruce. Now they need to carry out a further additional drill program in order to establish the size. But just looking at the size of the anomaly that they've drilled, we know it's going to be very, very large.
Folks, you want to go to the website, noblemineralexploration.com. That's noblemineralexploration.com. There is a plethora of information there. I haven't even completed looking through the entire website. It's a great website, a lot of great knowledge there, folks. In my humble opinion, this is a long-term buy and hold investment. Vance, what can we expect in the next quarter or two from your company?
Right now, I expect that we'll be closing on at least two and hopefully four additional option and joint venture partners. Hopefully, we can get the summer exploration programs underway over the course of the next couple of months. I mean, we're just going through breakup right now, with that being where the ice comes out and the snow melts, that we can carry out our summer programs. And that would generate news. We've also entered into We're in the process of finalizing a definitive agreement whereby we can have the royalty that's currently existing on the project reduced from a 5% net smelter royalty to a 2% net smelter royalty, which has a tremendous impact in being a much more attractive opportunity for partners to come in.
Vance, I see that in your press release that is dated last month on March the 19th. I was going to bring that up, but you kind of beat me to the punch. The headline reads, NSR royalty to be reduced from 5% to 2% on patented mineral rights.
That's right. And the project is broken up into mining state claims
okay. And
patented mineral rights. The patented mineral rights would represent something in the order of about 52,000 hectares of the 79,000 hectare package. There is no royalty on the staked claims. There is a royalty on the mineral patented claims on the 52,000 hectares. And what we've been able to negotiate in that letter of intent is a reduction of the royalty from 5% to 2%. All of the definitive agreements are in the process of being drafted right now, and they should be in place, I would think, within the next week, 10 days.
Folks, this is a great company. It's a great time to invest in this company. I cannot stress this enough. Of course, we always tell everybody, do your due diligence. Always investigate before you invest in any company that you hear on the program. We pre-qualify any company that we have on. We just don't accept any company. We like quality companies. And in my humble opinion, Noble Mineral Exploration is a great company. It's a great time to get into this company right now. The ticker symbol on the TSX is NOB. On the OTC, it's NLPXF. My very special guest this half hour was Mr. Vance White. He is the president, chief executive officer, and the director as well. He wears many hats, but he's always got time for us to talk about his company on our radio network. Vance, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on again in a couple of weeks with an update on the company.
It was a pleasure, Evan. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, Vance. Folks, more information coming up next right here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.